Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church. It's good to welcome all of you in person and connecting online. In our time of worship, we draw unity from worshiping the Lord together. We celebrate, if you've looked at the front of your bulletin, we celebrate with Corey and Jocelyn Walker upon the birth of their daughter Evelyn Leanne, born on Wednesday, April 21st, which was actually the due date. And Corey and big sister Allie are here this morning, and it's been fun to watch Allie already reading stories to her little sister. There is a Meals for Moms on Facebook or somewhere out there. If you want to give a meal for them for the next couple of weeks, either do that online or contact Bree Krukowski or me in the church office, and we'll get that taken care of. We welcome, we welcome the Schrock family, but you got smaller. There were six of you at the 8 o'clock service, but I assume the children are in the nursery. But we welcome Daniel and Bethany Schrock, their children Luke and Grace and Ethan. They are with Freedom International Ministries in the Dominican Republic. They arrived in the States on the 15th, quickly flew out to South Dakota, talked in a church there last Sunday, and spent the week visiting with friends and sharing with other groups. Arrived back in Ohio yesterday, late afternoon, early evening. Got those three kids up in time for 8 o'clock service, and just finished sharing in the Sunday school hour, and now with us again in this service. Please know that at the end of the service, there is an exit free will offering for the Schrocks that you can give to, because blessedly, several of you have evidently asked about that possibility, so we are making that happen. For the week, the JYF and SYF will meet together at 6:30 on Wednesday for pizza in the gym, and then hopefully the weather will cooperate and we'll go outside and play some games together. So be aware of that earlier start. And National Day of Prayer is scheduled for May 6th as a nation. Do you think our nation is in need of prayer? Oh, yeah. So some local churches and pastors are hosting an event May 6th, 6 p.m. at or near the pavilion in Ruley Park, and invite you to come. We are inviting several community leaders to be there and to read scripture and prayer, and we've had very good success, yeses for that. So it should be a good community event for time of prayer for our nation, and invite you on May 6th. And I think that's the announcements. Don't want to miss any there. So we turn to our worship of God this morning. We are going to read from Psalm 23, maybe the most favorite psalm of all, often read during funerals or times of death because of verse 4, but it is a psalm that speaks of all aspects of life. And as we look at John chapter 10 and the Good Shepherd, we read from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's bow in prayer. Through the words, the images of this psalm, O God, we come before you as our shepherd. Lord, we thank you for the ways that you have cared for us and the ways that you guide us, the ways that you strive to keep us safe from all harm. Lord, we thank you for your direction in life. And we come into this time of worship to praise you as our good shepherd, as our Lord, as our Savior, as our creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Lord, receive our worship that we would glorify and magnify your name, both in this time of worship and in the days to come. In Christ we pray, amen. Let us focus in on our worship of God as we listen to our morning prelude.
Please stand if you are able, and let us sing our hymns of praise and adoration. Those hymns are number 101, His Name is Wonderful. Number 102, There's Something About That Name. And number 76, Oh For a Thousand Tongues.
Thank you.
For our children's message this morning, we have a picture of a shepherd appearing on the screen, because we are reading from John chapter 10 this morning, where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." Now, I've never been a shepherd in my life as taking care of sheep. They equate pastors with being shepherds of the flock of people. But when we are talking about shepherds and sheep, there are three primary things shepherds are supposed to do: help the sheep find food, help the sheep find water, and protect the sheep from any wolves or lions or bears that might be out there. And Jesus uses the imagery of a shepherd taking care of the sheep to describe what he does for us, where he feeds us. As we pray the Lord's Prayer, we are constantly praying and thanking God for our daily bread. He finds bread for us to eat each day. He also finds and gives us the Word of God so that we can be fed spiritually. And that's why we read the Bible every day and here in worship. And the water, the aspect is of he's just providing for the sheep. And more than just food, but everything we need comes from the Lord. And in that aspect about protection, now we may not have wolves and lions and bears coming after us, but we face sin. We face problems. We face heartache. We have times that our bodies are attacked by illness or disease. And we go to prayer. We go to prayer to Jesus, and he promises to protect our hearts as we make our ways through the problems that come our ways. So the shepherd Jesus, he helps feed us, he helps find us the water of our daily days, and he protects us from the sin and the evil one. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that, Jesus, you are our shepherd. We thank you for the ways that you rescue us and the ways that you guide us and the ways that you love us. In Christ we pray, amen. I had to make sure. I thought you were next. As I said, we have Daniel and Bethany Schrock with us this morning from Freedom Internationals in the Dominican Republic, and they're going to share with us.
All right. Morning, everyone. It's good to be here. Good to share with each of you how God is working in our lives as well as in the Dominican Republic. I am Daniel, my wife Bethany, and our three children, which are pictured. They'll be running around later if you want to catch up with them. So again, it is good to be here. It's always good to both remind others and remind myself what the Lord is doing. And we have been in the Dominican Republic now for almost 2 years, serving with the ministry Freedom Internationals. And it's just really good to be there and to see how the Lord is working. A few things, really. Freedoms International, what we're about is discipleship, right? So we are a Christian school located in Dominican, but really our main heart and our main desire is to disciple others, students, as well as the parents that we're dealing with. All these students have parents that need to be discipled with the good news of the gospel. And as Pastor mentioned, I just love the imagery of the good shepherd. All of these kids and all of their parents, they're all coming from very broken, very, very broken lives. Not blessed with, oftentimes, I think, what we take for granted, a lot of the ways that many of us may have been brought up, growing up in church, and just really hearing so much about, things from God's Word, hearing good truth. We find that even if they are aware of Scripture, just many of them do not know the Good Shepherd, so we're excited to have that opportunity to point them to the Good Shepherd and to really disciple them over a course of years and many hours. 18,000 hours is the amount of time that we expect to provide or possibly even exceed of discipleship hours, as the school has pre-K 3 students. We'll have through the 12th grade, so the higher grades are getting added one year by year. So obviously COVID has interrupted that for us, but we will continue to press on as soon as we get reopened, Lord willing, shortly. please be praying for that, because we do expect that, as schools are opening in the area, we do expect that to be shortly.
So one thing that we've really learned over the last year and been reminded of is that what we have been doing over the last year has never been God's plan B. He knew that COVID was going to happen, and he knew that everything that we would be able to do or learn throughout this last year was also very important. So that's very encouraging. So again, like Daniel mentioned, you know, we are really focused on discipleship, and yet, you know, even though we didn't have the kids there, we were still able to disciple some of these, well, all of these kids. We were able to get out into their villages, out into the Bates every day, and still see these kids and touch their lives and disciple them in small moments. Maybe it wasn't the big picture, you know, the big every day, every moment that we can in school, but yet we were still able to have those touches. But another thing that was really neat is we were able to build new relationships with other individuals that are not involved in the school, just other people out in the community. We were able to go out every single day and just be in the community and be in their lives and help them with things like laundry and washing the dishes and just being there in those little every moments. So it was really neat how the Lord did just provide different and new opportunities to build relationships with other people.
All right, back again to what we're really about at Freedom and what we're seeking to do every day. Here's just an experience that I've been able to enjoy some days, and other days have been a challenge to me. But I am getting an opportunity to disciple Sony here. He's shown under the bus working with me in the bus barn. It has been somewhat inconsistent to some extent, so just pray for me as I am discipling those employees that I'm around, but specifically Sony that I'm with regularly, really just that he learns, you know, more responsibility as, you know, showing up every day and just, again, some of the habits that I was taught as a young man that I'm still trying to instill in Sony. But really neat thing about it is him and his family came to Freedom about 2 years ago, and they were buying some dirt from Freedom. From all of our construction, we had piles of dirt piled up, and they needed some for some needs at home, I guess. And Sony was riding with his family in this little pickup truck, loading down him with dirt. And he saw me over there at the bus barn, and he asked some guys in the construction side of things, I think Gabe or Jason. And really, he was just wanting to know how he could work with me over at the bus barn. Now, that relationship with Sony started about 10 years ago. My friend Kurt Klein, some of you may know him from the area, you know, that he's been with the ministry from 10 years back now, and he had an opportunity to weigh into Sony's life, especially right from the beginning, because they were going out to the Bates where Sony lived at that time, and were doing VBSs and other ministries out in the Bates. And so when I, and then here just a couple years ago, a year and a half ago, when Sony started working with me, I was telling Kurt about this young man working with me. I mentioned his name, and he's like, I used to know a Sony from out in the villages. And anyhow, it's just neat that a lot of Sony's interest in Freedom and the ministry started even 10 years ago. And so that's, again, a lot of the long-term discipleship opportunities that we're provided with. And just a thought here that I strive to keep in mind as we're dealing with the many construction workers. We'll have 20 to 40 there every day, helping build the facilities, the schools, the buildings. And then just for each one of you, as we each go about our daily lives, no matter where you are, I believe the Lord has planted us all on the mission field, whether here or whether he sent us off to another country. So really want to take us back to this verse here in Matthew 6 and then 19 through 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroy and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And I know it can be a daily struggle at times, as I've had some things come up missing around Freedom, and as theft is not an as it is a very frequent occurrence in the DR in general, petty theft. It happens quite often. It's just a good reminder of, I think, really where our heart is, if we're more focused in on the people that we can minister to, or if we can so easily get sidetracked, I think, at some point about the things. And although I believe God wants us to be good stewards of the things he's given us, I think it's good to keep in mind that those are just things, and just to remain faithful to disciple people.
So thank you so much for this opportunity to come and share with you guys. And we really enjoyed our time both this morning in the first service and then in the Sunday school. But if you have any other questions, we'd be happy to talk to you later after the service. We do also have a sign-up sheet for emails. We send out a newsletter, kind of sort of monthly. And then we would love to have you contact us or email us at any point. So thank you so much.
One more quick thing that I really feel like the Lord's been laying on my heart, and Pastor has a great message coming for you, but I'd like to leave you with this little visual, which has meant a lot to me lately. All right, so I'd just like to remind each of us as we go about our daily lives and as we leave here, just this visual, which I saw recently, and it just meant a lot to me. As far as you see here, this does have an end. Eternity doesn't have an end, but it's an illustration of our lives. So each one of us will live a period of time. You know, again, this is just an imaginary timeline, but our lifespans are going to be somewhere here in the red. And then for the rest of eternity, we can't see the end of it. We're laying up treasure somewhere. So the question for us and myself is not if we're discipling. The biggest question is what are we discipling, and who are we discipling? And are we discipling them for Christ, or are we discipling others for, are we enabling them to be distracted with the things of the earth? And so I would just encourage each of us to really leave from here today and our next week and our next month and our next year. I know it's a challenge for me to live in these moments, even through the hard time of COVID and different things, trials, you know, deaths and sicknesses and things that come our way. It's easy for us to think of this being our life, this little section here in front of me here, this little red section. But in reality, our life goes on for eternity. And if we do know the Good Shepherd as our personal Savior, then we have eternity to look forward to. But either way, we will be spending eternity somewhere. And so I just encourage each one of us, including myself, to live in this time period that we are and make the most of it for Christ. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing with us and for that illustration. And if anybody wants to not only talk with them later today, but see them in a year, we are still hoping that in 2022, we'll have a trip go from St. John's down to Freedom International. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Lord, in this time of worship, we bow before you as your people, as your sheep, thanking you for Jesus, our Good Shepherd, that unites us together, unites us in ministry both here in our local area and down in the Dominican Republic. We thank you for the number of missionaries that you have sent from our area to around the world to continue to share the love of Jesus Christ, the love that Jesus has for each and every person in the world. And Lord, we pray that the light of Christ would shine upon people's hearts, expose them to the darkness of this world, or not expose them to the darkness, but make it very real, the darkness of the world and how Jesus calls us to step into the light. So Lord, we pray your blessing continually upon Freedom International, upon Daniel and Bethany and all the other people that are a part of that ministry. Lord, as we bow before you this day, we are mindful of the list of concerns on the back of our bulletin, where there are times when there's just a few listed, and in this week there are even more. Lord, we begin by celebrating with Corey and Jocelyn and their families on the birth of Evelyn Leanne. Lord, we thank you for her new presence in their life, and we pray that you would continue to bless Corey and Jocelyn as they raise Allie and nurture and raise Evelyn in the ways of the Lord. Lord, we pray for Wayne Spies, who fell and fractured a hip and had surgery and then was able to return to his Fairlawn room where he is receiving the rehab that's needed. We pray that you would bless him with peace and with strength and with comfort. Lord, we pray for Mary Jane Silcox as she had surgery and has been moved to Roop Rehab for a time of therapy. And we just also pray for her strength and her comfort and her peace. Lord, we pray for Dan Light as he's dealing with a bone infection. We thank you that the second surgery went so well for him. And Lord, may your healing be upon his physical body and upon his mind as he goes through this trial. Lord, we pray for Lenny and Jean as Lenny has been hospitalized due to COVID and with his complication of COPD. Lord, we pray that the treatment he is receiving will restore his health. And we pray for Jean as she's in quarantine and concerned about her husband. May she know your peace as well. Lord, we pray for Finn Yoder as he goes to the doctor tomorrow. We pray for an understanding of what's going on and causing the headaches. And we pray for relief for the future for him. And just pray your blessing upon Eric and Anna as they take care of Finn. Lord, we pray for Tracy and Sadi Warren as in May the further treatment will begin. We pray that the hormone therapy has done its thing, and we just continue to pray for his health. Lord, as a congregation, we are here to worship. We are here to praise you and to sing. Lord, we are here to unite in the hearing and the teaching of your holy word. And so now, Lord, I pray that you would unite our hearts and our minds as we offer the prayer of our Lord. Praying together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.